The most basic prayer in Judaism, known by heart by Jews all over the world, is Shema Yisrael, Hear O Israel. Even in Africa, they know it.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Eloheinu.
The Shema is comprised of three full paragraphs, recited not once, but twice a day. That's because Judaism attaches paramount importance to its message. The second paragraph of Shema is in this week's Torah reading of Ekev in Dvarim, that's Deuteronomy chapter 11. God warns us that if we blow it, we're going to be thrown out of the land. Then comes verse 18, where the most famous commentator on the Torah, Rashi, delivers a message that's going to shock us all. Rashi says that the reason to observe the commandments in the diaspora is Kedei shelo yiyu chadashim lechem shetachzuru, so that the mitzvot, the commandments, won't be new to you when you come back. Did that register? Rashi is saying that the reason to observe the commandments outside of Israel is for practice. The underlying assumption is that the natural place, the place where the mitzvot have full meaning, is in the land of Israel. Now, commentators state clearly that a Jew is obligated to do the commandments wherever he is. And even outside of the land of Israel, it has tremendous earth-shaking importance. If a person gives charity outside of the land of Israel, of course that's important. But performing the mitzvot outside of the land of Israel pales in comparison to the spiritual strength of doing the same in the land of Israel. One of the holiest rabbis in our tradition is Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, known as the Ramak. He grew up in the 16th century in Sfat in Israel, and by his 20s already became a Rosh Yeshiva, the head of a rabbinical seminary. He gives a parable to understand this concept. He says that the life force of a person is centralized in his heart. Now, if a person moves his arm or his toenail grows, that's also an expression of life. But if he loses his arm, his life is not in danger. His heart, on the other hand, is the dwelling place, the center of his soul, of all of his vitality. Then the Ramak writes, V'chen inyan haTorah, ikara be'eretz Yisrael. So too regarding the Torah. The dwelling place of the Torah is in the land of Israel. So let's sum this up. Rashi, the Ramak, and many other commentators, by the way, are saying that a Jew who chooses knowingly and willingly to live in the diaspora is choosing a service of God which is partial, less compelling. Whereas a Jew in the land of Israel performing the mitzvot is pumping vitality to the entire world. He's sustaining all of existence like a heart and not like a toenail. Now that's something to think about the next time we recite the Shema. Shabbat Shalom from here in Beit El. For more Israel National Torah, sign up to our email list at the link below.